Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Houston, Texas, in the Virtual Tone Studios, it's Tony Harris Speaks Success, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Tony Harris Speaks Success. And this is not Tony Harris, this is her co-host, Sandy Lawrence. I'm just very excited about the opportunity to fill in for her when she's out of town or has something else going on and can't do the show. So she always has the best guests on her show. So I am so looking forward today to talking to her two guests, and we're going to talk to both of them for the entire hour because it's a mother-daughter team. So, yay, what a great opportunity to be able to do things with your mom. So the mother is Paulette Harper, and she's going to be joining us any minute. We have with us to start with Felicia Killings, who is Paulette's daughter. So, Felicia, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great, great. It's so good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this opportunity.
Well, we appreciate this opportunity as well. So we look forward to finding out all about you. And while we're waiting on your mom to join us, we're just going to get started and talk about all the your book and what you have going on. But first, tell me, how do you guys know Tony?
My mother is my publicist, and she met Tony, I suppose, as she started publicizing her own book, Completely Whole, and that's how we met, so through my mom.
Wow, that's awesome. So have you met her in person?
No, not yet. I haven't had the chance to meet her, but I did have a chance to talk with her, and I really enjoyed just what she shared with me about what she's doing and how she can be a help and a support to whatever my endeavors are.
And I guess I didn't even ask, but where are you guys located?
I am in Fairfield, California, and my mother, she lives in Florida with her husband.
Oh, wow. What part of Florida?
I forget the name, but I believe it's a couple of hours from Orlando, so.
And I'm from Florida. That's why I always ask. When somebody says they're from Florida, I'm like, oh, I feel like it's somebody from home.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up there, lived there most of my life until I got married and left. So then just went back this past year and spent almost a whole year there while I had a brother who was had lung cancer. So I got, I was back there again. So I love Florida. I love the people from Florida. So we'll have to talk about that when we get to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a national radio show this morning, all the way from coast to coast. So, Felicia, let's start off with just telling me a little bit about your background. Who is Felicia Killings? How did you end up in California and your mom in Florida? Were you guys ever in Texas? That's where we are. So I'm looking at your beautiful picture. My gosh, just a gorgeous person. And you have a book coming out. So tell us, just tell us your story.
Okay. Well, I'm 29 years old, and I've been an educator for the past 6 years, and just something that I always wanted to do ever since I was a young girl. My father really helped cultivate that dream of mine, and I pursued it with all my heart. And I've been a California resident since I was born. I love California, love the weather, wouldn't change it for the world. Of course, my mother would say that she loves Florida. I've just been really into education. I attained several degrees, one in English, another in African American Studies. I got my master's in education, and I have received, I've been working on my PhD for a while as well. And one of the things I always wanted to do was to write books. And my mother, who started writing probably about 5 years ago, put out her first book called This Is Now. And she then decided to go with her second book as a self-publisher. And I really liked the venture that she took, so I decided to just go ahead and self-publish my own work. So she and I, we started a company called PFL Publishing, and I do my self-publishing books there as well as other editorial work in addition to studying and working hard and things like that. So that's pretty much where I'm at and what I'm doing. And I'm really excited about this first book that I'm putting out. It comes out on March 12th. And it's about my experience as a public school educator and a lot of the different trials and challenges that teachers go through that are not always publicized in media. There's a lot of things that go on which affect the success or failure of the institution. And really my hope is to make the public aware so that they can become active in changing policies and regulations that will help the community when it comes to education.
So the title of your book is Fear, Faith, and Patience, My Fight for Justice in an Injustice System. And that book is coming out on March 12th. And are you having any? Are you doing anything to launch the book to let people know about the book? And I'll tell you why I'm asking that, because I've been in marketing and been a publicist now for 10 years, and I have some background in that, and I love talking about it. And since I am a marketing person, and I am telling these publicists, one of the things I always like to do is bring in the marketing in whatever we're talking about. So what are you doing to market it? So tell me what you're going to do. March 12th, that's coming, that's right around the corner. And you're in California. You're in Fairfield, California, you said. So where are you launching the book, or what are you doing to get the word out about the book?
Well, my mother, like I said, she's my publicist, and I really am glad that I'm working with her. She did such an exceptional job publicizing her own book, and she's into marketing as well. And so she, for the past 4 months, has really put it out there, and, you know, people are anticipating the book to come out. So she pretty much keeps me on my toes when it comes to promoting this book and making sure the public is aware. And within this year, I'll be hosting, hopefully hosting several book launching, not just in California. I hope to do one in Florida as well, where she's stationed, just to get the word out. And, yeah, my mother, she takes care of all of that publicist job. I'm the writer. I can get that stuff done, but she's an expert when it comes to the marketing aspect.
Well, that's awesome. I see on your Facebook page where you were promoting being with Tony today, and so that's awesome. So tell me, so when you do these book launches, I know you're in California, your mom's in Florida, so have you ever considered doing one in Houston?
I'd love to. I'd love to go wherever, you know, I believe the Lord leads me, and just to share what he's given to me to whomever will open the door.
That's awesome. I see that your mom's already starting to promote your book on Facebook, so that's great. That's what a publicist does, isn't it? Tell people about their clients. And what a great, I said this before and I'll say it again, it's just a great opportunity to work with your mom in this capacity. So I don't know if your mom has joined us yet or not. Paulette, are you here?
How are you, Sandy?
I'm good, Paulette. I did want to keep talking and have you there just listening. So how are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful, thank you. And thank you for having me on the show. Hi, Felicia.
Hello, Mother.
And I know you could see that your daughter was doing a great job of talking while we got started. So she was doing a great job with answering the questions. And she told us a little bit about herself and about her being in California and you in Florida. And I asked her, which part of Florida are you in?
I am in, we live in Northport, Florida. So we're about an hour or so, hour and a half from Tampa.
So I'm from that area as well. Do you know where Lakeland is?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. So that's where my family lives, around the Lakeland area.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're closer to Sarasota and Bradenton.
Okay. And I'm actually going to be down there in March. I'm coming down to for my youngest brother's 60th birthday. We're all going to get together in Florida. So maybe we could arrange a lunch or a coffee or something while I'm there.
Well, that sounds really good. Okay. Look forward to it.
Okay. Well, Paulette, so tell us a little bit about you. And Felicia said you started writing about 5 years ago. So what had you, I see that you're not only a writer, you're a minister, you're a coach. So you do a lot. You do a lot. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I do. Well, as you mentioned, as Felicia mentioned, I started writing about five years ago and wrote my first book out of just sharing my own personal story and testimony. And so from that really just kind of led me to where I am right now. And just kind of going back, I am a mother of two, and I have a granddaughter as well, and just recently got married about over a year ago, and so that's really what brought me to Florida. And a book writing coach and a marketing publicist. So those are some of the things about Paulette. And as you mentioned, I'm a minister as well. My husband is a pastor, so I'm married to a pastor. So I'm a pastor's wife. And so those are some of the little things about who I am. But really my passion is writing, and I write nonfiction, inspirational books, and I host, actually, I do workshops. I've developed a right now literary workshop in which I teach other inspiring writers to publish their books, market their books, and just kind of really teach them on how to come into the industry and get a book and succeed in it.
Wow. You and I, we really do need to talk. I was a pastor's wife for years.
Okay.
Now I'm a publicist.
Okay.
And so we'll talk about how, we'll talk as we get on in the show as to how you got into the marketing side of it versus
okay.
just the writing. And then Felicia, want to come back to you and with the same thing is, you know, you're in education, you focused your life on education, you're working toward your PhD, and now you stop and write a book about fear, faith, and patience. That's just an awesome thing, and it's such an opportunity today in today's world to be able to write and have it published. And I think we're blessed to live in a time when it's a lot easier to get books published. And self-publishing is such a recognized option today, where when I first started this 10 years ago, you know, it was like the redheaded stepchild. You didn't dare tell anybody your book was self-published. So we'll talk about some of the changes in the industry and how it's affected what you guys do. And Paulette, for you, how it's affected your marketing of the books and being a publicist. But right now we're going to take a short break, and Tony Gambone is going to come on and give us a few commercial announcements, and then we'll be right back. So you guys be thinking about talking about the whole publishing business.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action. Airing Monday through Friday, 9:45 to 10 a.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word. How does your business survive in tight economic times? How do you identify your ideal clients and deliver a tight, clear message that displays your company's strengths? What are the critical steps of a successful marketing campaign? Find out the answers to these and many more marketing questions at the next Perceptive Marketing Bootcamp. Learn how you can create and effectively deliver a strategic message that will make your business grow. Find out more at PerceptiveMarketing.com. Perceptive Marketing, more than a decade of smart, sharp solutions.
Do you desire to increase productivity and income? Do you want to achieve your personal and professional goals? If so, then book Tony Harris at your next event to motivate and inspire your membership and employees to greatness one step at a time. Tony Harris is a dynamic, energetic, and passionate speaker that empowers and inspires her audiences to step outside of their comfort zone to make changes until they achieve success. To find out more about Tony or to book her for your next event, go to www.tonyharrisspeaks.com.
Welcome back to today's show. This is the Tony Harris Speaks radio broadcast, part of the Tough Talk Radio Network with Tony Gambone, and we're very glad to have you with us today. And I just remembered to make sure I tell you that if you have a question for Paulette or Felicia, would love to hear your questions, would love to hear you. So you can call in to the number that I'm going to find out right now while we ask the next question. Or you can send me a note on Facebook. I have that open as well. And I have my email there. So either way, get in touch with me. Let me know that you would like to actually, if you called in with a number, just push 1 if you want to ask a question. So right now, let's get back to our guests, Paulette Harper-Johnson and Felicia Killings. So, Paulette, I said I wanted to talk to you. So how did you get into so you write a book. That was your first step. And after you wrote that first book, what had you go towards being not only a publisher but a publicist as well?
Well, I realized when I wrote my first book that I needed to do a lot of marketing. I thought that my publisher would have, you know, really taken the lead in marketing and publishing my and promoting my book. But I soon learned that I had to do a lot of the work. And so I went, you know, just, you know, full force as far as promoting and marketing and just looking at many opportunities whereby I could get word out about my book. And there's, because I was a new writer and a new author, nobody knew who Paulette was. And so I had to really take go full force and build my momentum so to introduce readers to who I was. And so, and that's really what I did. And it took a lot of fortitude and a lot of determination for me to get people to read my book, and it really paid off because I got my book out there, I got my name out there, and people knew about who I was. And so there's such a passion within me to market and promote. And so I, even with my publisher, they were really taken, you know, back because they saw me doing some things that were just, you know, kind of mind-boggling for them. And so, like I said, it was a passion for me. And so with me, I, you know, sought after places where, you know, I could promote and I could market, whether it was blog tours or radio or advertisement or any place that I knew that would, you know, that I could market. And that's really what I did. And so from that, I got my name out there and people recognized who I was, not only as a writer, but also someone that knew how to market and promote. And so that's where I am now in helping Felicia and whoever needs help and assistance in being, you know, the publicist and the marketing specialist to really help them market and promote their book, because I know that it takes a lot of work and a lot of time to do it. But when you have the patience and the fortitude and the determination to do it, it can be done.
Well, that is great. And I think, you know, what you said, Paulette, just is so true. And a lot of authors, because they like to write, and they go into it thinking that once they write a book, you know, all they have to do is get it on Amazon or get it published. And then they're just, you know, they've got a New York Times bestseller on their hands. And, you know, but they find out really quickly, like you said, that you have to let people know who you are. You have to let them know you have a book. So congratulations on doing that. And Felicia, so as you've got your first book coming out, now you got the best of all worlds because you got your mom, first of all, as your publicist. So you have a publicist, first of all. You have your mom as your publicist, and your mom who's experienced in marketing and the publishing books. So you've got some great things there, and I know you know that, and I know you appreciate your mom. So any thoughts on how you're going to get the word out about your book, Fear, Faith, and Patience?
Really, it's just doing my part as far as with my own connections and getting that out there. But like I said, you know, I'm the expert when it comes to writing and as a part of my company. What I do is I also help my mother with her books, so I provide her with the editing service. It's kind of like a back and forth. She gives me the publicist work, and then I in turn give her the editing. And that teamwork and that, the perfection that we both have, and mostly the passion that we have for the things that we do, makes the product a success. So, like I said, you know, I really rely on her probably 120%, and she keeps me on my toes. Every day it's something new. Every day it's a new radio show. Every day it's a new interview. And I'm grateful for that because, you know, I was an amateur. I knew nothing about the publishing world. I could write a book. I can write anything. But as far as getting it out there and just being introduced to this whole new network, you know, that was exciting. I mean, before I met my, before my mother started doing all this, I didn't even have a Facebook. You know, I was just so concerned with my own little world. But just having her in that area as a marketer, that really opened the door for a lot of great contacts. And so now people know me beyond just this Fairfield, California area. And so that's pretty much it.
Well, and I see from your mom's, her bio and the information that I got from Tony Harris that, we, you know, besides being the author and the publisher and the minister's wife and coach, I mean, so I don't know where she fits all this in. And I know, Paulette, it's because you love what you do. I can tell that just listening to you. But you also do speaking as well, right, Paulette?
Yes, I do. Yes, I am. I'm a inspirational speaker, and so I do quite a bit of public speaking with women's groups and then also with churches and then with youth groups as well.
So, Felicia, do you plan to do speaking as well?
Definitely. I really love talking to individuals and inspiring them to, you know, be more than what everyone thinks that they can be. This is what I've done, you know, even with my scholars as an educator. And I just enjoy delivering whatever it is that God places in my heart. And writing a book, and that opens up a door for that kind of opportunity. So most definitely.
Well, Mom, I know you're so proud of your daughter, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and it's really been a tremendous blessing to be able to work with her and to really show her the other side of book writing with the marketing. And like she said, I keep her on her toes, and I do only because I know that it's so needed, and you know as a publicist how much work and how much time goes into marketing and promoting. It's something that never stops, and, you know, and this is something that I share with my the participants that come to my workshops. Marketing and promoting is a job, and you have to, and your book is a business, and you have to really treat it like that. And so to be able to work with her, like she mentioned, she does the editing for my book, which is a tremendous, tremendous blessing for me, and then I help her promote. So we're working together to build a great team, and then we also have my youngest daughter who is doing the graphics with our business too. So it's a win-win for all of us. And so yes, I'm very proud of her, and to be able to see what, you know, what God is doing in her life, and then really to be a part of that.
And the fact that you guys do it from Florida to California, that's so amazing. And isn't it just like God to have you cover each coast? And now you meet Tony Harris and me, and we're in Houston, so we got this place covered. And I did it, Paulette, I don't know if you were on yet when I was telling Felicia that if you guys, you know, we would love, Tony and I would love to have you come to Houston for some kind of event, and we could help introduce you to our network here in Houston, which is
wow,
large. And
okay,
so look at that on your calendar for after Felicia's book comes out. And
sure.
And let's see what we can cook up here.
Yeah, that sounds really good. We would love to come out there and as a team and share, and we definitely will have to look into that.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that afterwards, and maybe when I come to Florida, you and I can sit down and do some brainstorming over that.
Sounds good. Okay, looking forward to it.
Okay, so now, before we take, we're going to take another commercial in just a few minutes, but you have talked a little bit about your workshop, Paulette. So let's, it's called Write Now, W-R-I-T-E, Now, and it's a program that specializes in coaching writers, especially
yes.
in those that are writing in a Christian book. So do you want to tell a little bit more about that?
Sure. Yeah, about two, three years ago, I have really had a desire to teach other writers. One of the things that I learned when I wrote my first book was the fact that I didn't know other writers. I didn't know other authors who would help me, you know, get word out about my book or even teach me the industry. And so a lot of things that I learned on my own. And then as I grew, other people started to help me and stuff. And so one thing that I wanted to do was really to be able to be a conduit for others, to share with them what I had learned and make it a little bit easier for them coming into the industry. And so I developed Right Now Literary Workshops, and whereby I coach those that want to write books, those that want to learn how to market and promote. And so what I do is I present it in such a way that I'm real honest and open with them as far as this is what is required of you. Because sometimes when we write a book, all we think about as writers is writing a book. We don't think about what is it going to take for me to get this book out there? How much time am I willing to sacrifice to get my book out there and get word out there? And so I share with the participants that this is what's going to be required of you. And so I hand out they get a workbook as well. And so they are able to see that it takes more than just writing a book, especially if you want to really succeed in this. And so I put these workshops on for anyone who has a passion to write books, anyone who just wants information. And it's been very, very successful.
That sounds like a great opportunity, and hopefully you have everyone listening. So we have a lot of people in the Houston area that are authors. I've been involved with several writers groups in Houston, so maybe when we talk about you coming to Houston, we could talk about a workshop at the same time and a book signing. So we can just have we can plan out this whole event while we're on radio this morning and then go tell Tony Harris about it, what we did.
That sounds good.
While you were not here, we planned a whole event that we're going to host, having Paulette and Felicia come to Houston. And Felicia, looking at you and looking at who your target market is, I look at your mom and I look at what she does with the workshop for authors. And yours is all about the educational industry, the educational field. So you have a different, really, target market than your mom does. And I wanted you to be thinking, we're going to talk about that when we come back from this next break, but be thinking about what you said is that you want to promote change, transformation, and innovation in the educational field. So let's talk about that when we come back. And right now we're going to take another break and let Tony Gambone tell us about some of his great sponsors.
Hi, this is Tony Gambone from South Talk Radio, and I would like to invite you to my new church home, Parkway Fellowship Church. The Park is a purpose-driven church led by Pastor Mike McGowan. If you're new to church like me, you will love this place and the people there. Everyone at the Park makes you feel great. The music is awesome, the message is important, but most of all, I leave every Sunday feeling like there's no other place for me to be. There are two services, 9:15, 10:45. Bring the kids. There's great age-appropriate programming for children and teenagers, newborns through 12th grade. You can be a part of the small groups as well, so I invite you to try out the church at the Park soon. To find out more, go to www.parkwayfellowship.com. Or visit this Sunday. I look forward to seeing you there.
Are you overwhelmed by what it takes to design your website or magazine? Let Virtual Margie make it easy for you. She offers complete website design services, from domain acquisition to website hosting to social networking. She will also help you design a magazine layout that will best suit your needs.
So what can Virtual Margie do for you? Find out at virtualmargie.com.
Do you desire to increase productivity and income? Do you want to achieve your personal and professional goals? If so, then book Tony Harris at your next event to motivate and inspire your membership and employees to greatness one step at a time. Tony Harris is a dynamic, energetic, and passionate speaker that empowers and inspires her audiences to step outside of their comfort zone to make changes until they achieve success. To find out more about Tony or to book her for your next event, go to www.tonyharrisspeaks.com.
Thank you for being with us today on the Tony Harris Speaks radio broadcast, part of the Tough Talk Radio Network. So we thank Tony Gambone for this opportunity, and I thank Tony Harris for inviting me to be the guest host today while she's has another project going on today and could not be with us. So Paulette, it's just been my privilege to be here, and you know, we all believe, you and I and Felicia, we believe that God, there are no accidents, so it's no... It's no accident that I'm the one talking to you today. And so I'm very excited that I get to talk to you. And since we have so much in common, including, you know, the state where you live and where I'm from. But I do want to remind those who are listening today, and thank you for doing that. If you have a question for Paulette, I know we have lots of authors that follow my Facebook and my email blast and Tony's. So if you have a question today for Paulette or Felicia, the number to call is 347-989-1363. If you're listening because you called that number, then push 1 to let our host, our producer, know that you're in the queue and that you have a question. Otherwise, you just listen. And if you're listening by being on your computer, because this is an internet radio show, then that's the number to call, 347-989-1363, and press 1 to ask a question. And now, back to our guest. And today we're talking to Paulette Harper Johnson and her daughter, Felicia Killings. And both are authors, both are speakers. Paulette is the mother, Felicia's the daughter. So Paulette is the publicist and the publisher. She's an inspirational, motivational speaker, certified life coach, minister, on and on and on. And one of the things that she does is she has a writing workshop called Write, W-R-I-T-E, Now. And that's a literary program that helps to coach aspiring or budding authors and who want to write in the areas of creativity, development, or in the Christian lifestyle. And then Felicia's book is a little bit different topic. Felicia is in the education system, and she told us earlier about the degrees that she has, and she's currently working on her PhD, so she's an educator, and she promotes change and transformation in the educational field. And so, Felicia, tell us a little bit about your book, Fear, Faith, and Patience.
Okay. Well, like I said before, the book kind of chronicles my experience as a public school teacher in the high schools. And the reason I really wanted to publish this story was because one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that when we enter the public school system, there are quite a bit of things that go on that we're not made aware of. And when I say we, I'm talking about the public. And so when I was younger and I wanted to be a teacher, you know, my only thought was I'm just going to get in that classroom, I'm going to do a great job with my kids, and I'm going to do my best to share with them the love of God. But there are so many challenges that I was faced with. For example, issues dealing with discrimination, prejudice, racism, sexism, sexual harassment, those different things that we don't talk about or that that media does not promote. And the reason why it's still going on or it's prevalent is because nobody has addressed it. And so really this book is geared towards very different types of people. One, I want the public to know what actually happens behind the scenes so that they can become a promoter of change. A lot of people don't know this, but parents have a lot of power that they don't exercise within the school system because they're not made aware. And the more knowledge that they have when it comes to what their child learns or, what's just happening as far as the social aspect in education, then they become more empowered. And so that's what this book does. So it's geared towards the public. It's also geared towards any believer who is interested in going into the public school system. And it's really to challenge them to see that, look, if you want to take on this challenge, then you need to be ready for it as a believer. It's not enough that you just go to church and worship my Lord in the four walls of the sanctuary, but you've got to take what you've learned there and apply it even on the job. And then it's for women. Like I said, it's just for a lot of different groups, and everybody in some way can relate to it. But mostly I just really am interested in bringing forth a change, because I believe that as God's people, we have an obligation to not only go out to the streets and to wherever to preach this gospel, but we have an obligation to bring God's kingdom even in earthly affairs like the law or government or education. And so that's what this book does. It shows that there is no separation of church and state when it comes to my Lord and Him wanting to do things for others. We've got to take what we've learned in the church and in the body of Christ and even apply it in the classroom.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is so great. Paulette, I know you're listening to that, and I know you're so proud of the stand that your daughter is taking. And Felicia, I just have to tell you that my belief is that if more teachers would take that kind of stand, then we would have transformation and change within the educational field. And I know my kids are grown, so I don't have any in school anymore. My granddaughter just graduated even. So I can just see change and how things are so different now than when I was in school or when my kids were in school. And to have somebody take a stand, like you said, unless somebody takes a stand, it's going to keep on going just like it's going and keep on getting progressively worse. So would you say that one of the things, your goals, one of your dreams, as you promote change and transformation and innovation, are you a crusader for this? Are you taking a stand and you've now got a book, and are you going to stand up and say, here's what I believe about this, and lead and pave the way for other people to follow?
Yeah, that's what I found myself to be. I mean, when I first became an educator, my first year, I never had any intention on becoming this crusader or this advocate. All I wanted to do was just work with my kids, work with their families, and help them become successful and get into college. But what I noticed is that as more and more issues were coming up, particularly at the high school that I worked at, I realized that people, and when I say people, I'm talking about the adults, the adult educators, they wouldn't do anything about it. They would just let it slide, ignore it, throw it under the rug, and all the while I'm witnessing how my students were affected by those kinds of tragedies. And so it just got to the point where I could no longer take it. It was like either I say something, either I do something, or I need to leave. But for some reason, I just couldn't go because my kids, they were my heart. And so I just found myself being pushed in a way in that direction because, like I said, nobody around me was talking about any of those issues. And like I said, one example is just the kind of racism that was prevalent on school grounds. And so when I did that, I never knew that it would spark anything. My hope was just to get educators thinking about ways that we can address the racism on campus and a lot of the other different issues that went on, but it ended up becoming bigger than myself. Pretty soon, everybody in the community of Fairfield knew what was going on. They knew my name, and they knew that I was trying to bring forth change. And it exploded so much to the point that it became, you know, a national issue. And that's what I talk about in the book as well, how it exploded just from me saying one little thing. It just blew up and became even a bigger situation. But my thing is this. We have this one chance, this one opportunity in our life to really make a difference. And if we are believers, if we claim to know Christ, and we know how Jesus was when he came to preaching the gospel, if we claim to be a Christian, then we've got to do our part. That's in every area. And so I know that it takes, sometimes it just takes one voice to spark a fire in others. And while I never wanted to become that person in the forefront, I see that God just kind of put me there. And so I'm just like, okay, Lord, well, if I got to do this, then you have to be with me. And so, like I said, this book kind of, it takes another avenue. It's another avenue for me to put that out there and to just really get people thinking like, okay, we've got to do more than just sit around and let people dictate how our students will learn or what our students will learn.
And I, as I hear you talking, I'm thinking, and I think, you know, I'm so excited that someone in the educational field is taking that kind of stand. And I think just in general, all of us, Christians and non-Christians, have all just kind of opted for the easier way for the last however many years. We just take the path of least resistance. So, you know, as long as things aren't too bad or as long as it's not affecting me personally, then I can kind of let some things slide. So I can see where you taking a stand and you being a leader and a crusader, an advocate in this educational world, could also, you know, show all of us. I mean, as I'm listening, I'm thinking, wow, all of us, whether it's the educational field or the world in general, you know, we've got a lot going on with politics right now. We're electing a president this year, and without getting into any political thing whatsoever, it's like, what kind of stand are we taking to have, you know, a right person elected? Or what do we do to stop some of the things that you were talking about that you had to deal with, like racism and sexism and all of those? It's still prevalent in our world, and what can we do to take a stand? So my goal for you and my prayer for you, Felicia, is as you do this, you have people follow you who will also be willing to step out and take that stand and be a advocate for the right thing in our country. And, you know, unless we all really get this, I mean, I'm afraid for what's going to happen to our country unless we really step up and you know, really pay attention to this. So we're going to take another commercial break here and have Tony tell us some things going on, some commercials from his other people in the Tough Talk Radio Network. So what I want to do is be ready with you, Felicia, when we come back to talk about your book, okay?
Okay.
And Tony, take it away.
You project a professional image regardless of your size. Whether you're just starting or a small business, it's powerful to project a big company image to build credibility with your new prospects. Virtual Tone has a package to give you that confident presence you need. You can have a big company image over the phone and on the internet with one package. Everything you need now and in the months and years to come. Virtual Tone includes a robust, expandable package of business tools and features that will help your business grow. Your package is full of powerful business tools, which include phone system with phone lines that's ready to expand when you are, web hosting, including blogs up to 25 websites, email system with filters and security, popular contact management system, absolutely the only communication system your business will ever need, guaranteed. Virtual Tone Entrepreneur Packages, starting for only $99.97 monthly.
Imagine a world where charities meet 100% of their fundraising goals consistently. How would that transform our communities? Mission Mondays seeks to be a resource for nonprofits in the areas of fundraising and marketing to help with gaining awareness, donations, and volunteers. By chatting twice a month with a charity representative, along with experts in nonprofit fundraising and marketing, we are sharing our show with the world of nonprofits to make that vision a reality. 100% funding, hitting goals, and building strong communities around the charities that add value to our world. Listen to Mission Mondays on the Tough Talk Radio Network, twice a month and learn how to profit the nonprofit. Do you desire to increase productivity and income? Do you want to achieve your personal and professional goals? If so, then book Tony Harris at your next event to motivate and inspire your membership and employees to greatness one step at a time. Tony Harris is a dynamic, energetic, and passionate speaker that empowers and inspires her audiences to step outside of their comfort zone to make changes until they achieve success. To find out more about Tony or to book her for your next event, go to www.tonyharrisspeaks.com.
Thank you once again for being with us today on the Tony Harris Speaks radio broadcast. I know you've been just listening and getting so much from the guests that we have on today, a mother-daughter team. So we're very excited to have had Paulette Harper Johnson and Felicia Killings. And we just heard from Felicia about her book and her passion and her stand that she takes for change, transformation in the education system. And I know anyone that deals with that and with the education system in any way understands that this is a great cause, a great thing that someone is going to stand up and say, here's what we need, here's what we can do. And just taking a stand, period, always opens the door and leads the way. But as Felicia has learned, I'm sure it also opens the door for the enemy to try to stop us. And so that's one of the areas where we really have to learn to trust God and trust that if we take that stand and if we step up to the plate, He will be there with us and He will be guiding us. So thank you, Felicia, for your stand that you're taking. And I told you I wanted to talk to you, Paulette, when we came back. So before we talk about your book, and we have one more segment, so we have about 10 more minutes. I want to save a little time at the end to do some advertising and promoting for Tony Harris. So in the next 10 minutes, after we're going to talk about your book, I want to find out from both of you if you have any events coming up that we should know about and we can promote. How can we get a copy of both of the books, either one or the other? Where do we find those? And I saw for you, Paulette, just looking at Amazon, some of the great reviews that you've had of your book. So how can we get a copy of Felicia's book and then do a review of that as well? And I see that your book is available on Kindle, which I got a new Kindle for Christmas, and I'm so excited about being able to download a book to my Kindle. And then when I travel, I have to take just one thing instead of looking at three or four books that I might possibly want to read while I'm on the road. So it's been a great, great, great opportunity for me to be able to talk to you too, and I'm very excited that Tony asked me to be on today. So thank you both. You've been wonderful, wonderful guests, and we're not done. We're ready to keep going. So, Paulette, we talked about you being a minister's wife. We talked about you being a life coach. We talked about you being a speaker. We talked about your writing ministry, which is your WRITE, W-R-I-T-E, NOW, program for aspiring authors. So now tell us about your book specifically. Tell us about your book, Completely Whole, and how you happened to write it, and just tell us about it.
Okay. Well, Completely Whole really does. It's one of those self-help books whereby I wanted to bring readers to the realization as to where they were spiritually. A lot of times we look for fulfillment from other sources where there is money or relationships or even through our own accomplishments or even material things. And then some people try to cope with life with drugs and alcohol. And so with Completely Whole, it really brings the reader to an awareness as to those areas in their own personal lives that hinder them or block them from really walking in the true victory in which God desires for them. And so with that book, I touch on a lot of areas that we need to deal with as believers, whether it's looking for love in the wrong places. It is, I have a chapter in there dealing with self-worth, talking about unforgiveness, these areas that we really sometimes don't want to address because some things can be very painful for us. And so Completely Whole actually came by when I finished writing my first book, that was in This Is Now. Completely Whole was dropped in my spirit because I had went through a years of being broken and scarred, and by that I learned that God was the one that was going to put my life back together. And Completely Whole really does bring, it brought me to a place of wholeness in my spirit, my soul, and my body. Not that I'm perfect, but there's areas that I am whole in, and there's areas that I know that readers are really dealing with. And so that book really does bring light to those dark areas in our life that we have just kind of brushed aside and don't want to deal with. But it really is one of those field guides. I call it my book to navigate through some of life's most difficult situations, and it's really by becoming the whole person in which God has created us to be.
Well, that's great, and I am looking at, that was then, this is now, This Broken Vessel Restored. So that was your first book,
yes.
Completely Whole is your current book. And
yes.
Tell us about your publishing company.
Well, Thy Word Publishing, I created that publishing company with Completely Whole. That's my first self-published book. And what I wanted to do really was try to promote and to create a publishing company for myself and then eventually for other authors to really self-publish. When I wrote my first book, that was in this, now I went with a traditional publisher, subsidiary publisher, and I didn't really know about self-publishing. And I had plenty of time to learn about self-publishing, and then by the time I wrote this book, I had developed a relationship with other authors that have self-published. So I wanted to take a chance on self-publishing this book, and it has really turned out for my favor. And so with that, Thy Word Publishing was created. And so I will eventually, in time, be able to publish other authors as well.
Wonderful. So I'm looking at some of the great reviews that you have. And it looks like you've touched a lot of lives with the people that reviewed your book, because I'm looking at 25 reviews, 13 are 5-star, and 12 are 4-star. So you didn't get anything below a 4-star review, and that's just that's wonderful. That's very exciting that you have. So tell me, what are the plans for your publishing company? Are you looking for, are you going to start publishing other authors, or is this just going to be a family thing for you and your daughter, or where do you plan to go with the publishing business?
Well, with my publishing company, Thy Word Publishing, I eventually want to start publishing other authors, but for right now, I just want to, you know, publish my own books, but eventually it will be something that I will open up to other authors as well.
Wow, then so you'll let us know that when we can tell people that, okay, if you've got a book.
Yes.
And then I'm guessing that you probably will focus on either Christian books or spiritual books or motivational books, something along the lines of what you currently teach and preach.
Yeah, but then also I'd be willing to publish other books that, and of course I would have a criteria, books that, you know, it wasn't, you know, a lot of cursing and erotica stuff. Of course, I'm not going to, I wouldn't publish. But if somebody had, you know, a poetry book that they wanted to get published, you know, I would really consider that. So I would definitely have some guidelines in which people would have to, you know, follow by in order for me to publish their work.
Well, that's great. So you would be open to Christian fiction and stuff like that then?
Oh, yes, I would. In fact, I'm actually working on my first Christian fiction book.
Are you really? Because that is such a very hot field right now.
Yes, yes it is.
And I don't know if you know Rashonda Tate Billingsley. She's like, she writes not Christian fiction, but she writes, and I heard her explain this recently, that she writes fiction about Christian people, but it's not necessarily Christian fiction. So you might hear some words or see some, have people do some things that you're like, well, that's not what a Christian would do. And she said, I don't write about, it's not Christian fiction, it's people who are Christians that I write about. So so I can just see you writing a book like that. So when you are working on your Christian fiction book, or your book that your fiction book you're writing now, when do you plan to release that, when to publish that?
or any plans for that?
Yes, I do. Actually, Felicia's helping me with that book as we speak, and I'm really looking forward to getting that book published this year. I'm going to submit it to a traditional publisher, so I'm hoping that someone will pick it up, and because it's going to be a series of books within that particular book family, and so that's what I'm working on, and so like I said, it's going to be out this year.
Well, check Rashonda Tate. Do you know Rashonda? Have you heard of her, Rashonda Tate Billingsley?
Actually,
I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say. Actually, Rashonda Tate and I were on a panel together, so I know her.
Well, isn't it a small world? My gosh,
yeah.
I met Rashonda about 10 years ago. I was first starting to work with authors. Had an event, and she was at that time worked for one of the local television stations, and so we were looking for someone to be the facilitator for our event. We called the TV station, and they're like, well, they sent Rashonda because it was an author event, and she and I just got to know each other and have been, you know, we stay close to each other over the years we have, and so that brings me into talking about for Tony Harris. Tony has the Turnaround book and DVD project that we're working on now, and as her publicist, I'm helping her with that. So we'd love for you, Paulette, you and Felicia, if you know women who have turned their lives around, who are turning their life around, and would like to be part of this project or will want to know, have more information about it, then send them to me or to Tony, and we'll be glad to get them the information. And Rashonda is one of the writers. It's a compilation project, so each chapter written by a different author, each chapter a different story of that person and how they turned their life around. I have one of the stories in the book. We have several stories in the book. So one of them is Rashonda Tate Billingsley. Another one is one of the staff members for Tyler Perry. So we got some great, of course, Tony has her story in there. I have mine. We have Justina Page. And if you don't know Justina, Paulette, you and Felicia, that she has a great story. So check out Tony's website, find out about the people who are participating, and it has been great, great, great to talk to both of you. I look forward to getting to talk to you in person, and so then let's really, you know, let's stay in touch after this and get to know each other and see what we have in the future. And I'm going to have to close this pretty quickly here. I just got my note from Tony that I have 2 minutes. So I just want to invite anyone that's listening today. I'll be on a panel, a marketing panel at Powerful Women International. We will be at the Hotel Indigo here in Houston. So if you're listening outside of Houston, this is not for you. In Houston, Hotel Indigo, 11:30 to 1, marketing panel, one person talking about branding, one talking about marketing in general and publicity, and another one about social media. So we'd love to have you there, be there. And then real quickly, I am on the marketing committee for Government Procurement Connection, GPC. We have a conference in April. We have events in February and in March. Anyone who has any thought that you might want to do work with the government, any small business, the government sets aside, the federal government, state, and local, set aside a certain percentage of their revenue to do business with small businesses and entrepreneurs. Contact me for more information. It's a great opportunity. My passion is to help small businesses, and so I look forward to introducing all of you to this opportunity. And Tony Gambone, thank you for being our producer today. Thank you again, Paulette. Thank you, Felicia. Can't wait to be in touch with both of you. Tony Harris, hope I did good enough for you to be invited back again to be the guest host. So thank you all very much, and have a wonderful, wonderful Friday and weekend.
Thank you, Sandy, so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you
both.
This has been another edition of Tony Harris Speaks Success, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.